For the first time since World War II ended in 1945, the Japanese capital of Tokyo held a drill that simulated a missile attack. Part of the drill, as you see here, was staged in an amusement park. It took about 10 minutes from start to finish. Instructions came out through text messages and a loudspeaker, and people who volunteered to participate moved quickly and calmly to some designated safe areas. Most of those were underground. Dozens of drills like this have been held across Japan in recent months. Like the U.S., Japan is a rival of North Korea, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says that the missile threat from North Korea has made the security situation in Japan the toughest since World War II. Japan's been making large purchases of military equipment recently, mostly from the U.S., and critics are concerned that Japanese leaders might be working toward expanding the military beyond its role of self-defense, and they accuse the Japanese government of politicizing the threat from North Korea. Japanese government officials say the two intercontinental ballistic missiles that North Korea fired over Japan last year are reasons why emergency drills are needed.
Nuclear weapons are terrifying devices, but much less of a threat until they're carried a distance by a ballistic missile. These ballistic missiles normally follow a curve. They're fired into the air and follow a predetermined trajectory until they hit a target. This requires intense preparation and testing. So who has those, and how can we defend against them? 31 countries are known to have ballistic missiles. 26 have missiles that can travel at least 300 kilometers, and 12 are known to be able to reach 1,000 kilometers. 8 countries' missiles fall into the last category, reaching at least 5,500 kilometers. These include ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, that can fly halfway around the world. And these are just the missiles that we know about. There is an underground trade in some of this technology, traded illegally on the black market. That's thought to have happened after the breakup of the Soviet Union. Iran has also been accused of providing missile technology to Houthi rebels in Yemen. So what can nations do to defend against them? The more they spread, the greater the focus on missile defense systems. 18 countries already have invested in some form of these vastly expensive systems, and 5 more are in the process of developing or purchasing them. But they don't solve the problem, and it's unclear how effective they are. For instance, 2 countries that the US sees as threats, North Korea and Iran, have far more missiles than the US or any other country has interceptors. So really, the US or its allies need a strategy to deal with hostile missiles before they're even launched.